Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:45, quarter to nine. Quickly back to Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Mike, since we're talking about LSU and I mentioned Trey Green, I like that. Man, I'm 6'7". This guy's got a wingspan like you wouldn't believe, and I don't know how big the Alabama corners are, but you would think a 50-50 ball is not a 50-50 ball. It's more like a 70-30 ball. Thoughts on him and also about Aaron Anderson, who graduated from Carr. I know you had eyes on him for a long time, went to Alabama, now he's with LSU.
Yeah, a 50-50 ball to Trey is a 90-10.
There you go.
And Trey, he'll call me 5'11 corner. You got a 6'7 wide receiver.
With arms that go from here to Raceland, right?
Yeah, something like that. And great, he was a great high school basketball player. He missed time to jump against A&M. That's the only negative thing I saw with him. He's become a very good route runner. He's very confident. He thinks if that ball's there, it's for him. And he does a nice job of bracketing himself between the ball and the defender. And so he's a big part of their offense.
Boxing him out like a basketball player, right?
Exactly. And so that's what you want to do with him. Aaron's a guy, is funny, because he initially committed to LSU. Coach Orgeron was there. And he had told me, if Coach Odo is not here next year, I'm not going to LSU. And then Coach O got fired. He goes to Alabama. The funniest thing after last year's LSU-Alabama game, Coach Saban, he kind of seeks him out on the field. And he was like, man, you should have stayed here. You'd be playing a lot more than what you're playing at LSU. Mm-hmm. I think the big difference from a year ago is he would overshoot his route. He was not a disciplined route runner. So a 10-yard pattern, he'd go 13. And that drove Jaden Daniels nuts because it makes you look bad. Mm-hmm. The timing's off. He has become a much better route runner. And, man, would I like to see him when they run that little seam right over the middle and he catches it. And then it's, somebody catch him because he has got great speed. He's very elusive. You want the ball in his hands. And they haven't done as much of it as I thought they would. But these kind of wide receiver-type pitches in the backfield where he's rolling around and you kind of pitch it to him and he takes off. As a group, there's all good players. I mean, it can't match last year with Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr., but all of them have like a different little job to do. See, and I told this to Charlie, and he played it. CJ Daniels is the key. Mm-hmm. In watching film, Nussmeier looks, as soon as he gets the ball from the deep snap, he looks right at him on every play. Because he knows CJ is going to run his route right. And then he progresses with the reads. But Daniels, he does a lot of the dirty work. and you'll go over the middle. And then Kyren, I've known Kyren since he was probably in the 10th grade or 9th grade from Thibodaux High School. And he's a physical possession guy and ultra confident that he can make a play out on the field. So I would attack the Alabama corners. But you got to be able to protect Garrett and give him at least a semblance of a running game.
Before we move on to the Saints, because the time's running quick here, thoughts on LSU-Bama? You got a prediction? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's razor close. I think it comes down to a field goal. Hopefully Ramos hits it. But I will say this. I think it comes down in the fourth quarter to which quarterback, not making the big play, makes the big turnover with either Milroe or Nussmeier. It's going to come down to that. But I like LSU here in a close game, Tiger Stadium. Man, you got Bama kind of in a spot where you can see they as flawed this year as any other year, and you can't run the ball, and you got trouble sometimes stopping the run. But Bama, they got trouble stopping the pass, and they don't run the ball well. So you got a shot here. It comes down to special teams. Hopefully that mechanics on a field goal works, because I think it may come down to Ramos' field goal late.
Who normally has been pretty good, but not last week. Garrett Nussmeier's been pretty good, but not last week. Let's hope they got all of that out of their system last week in terms of protecting the football, because that's ultimately what it comes down to, right? We'll take a break, come back, talk about Saints Falcons. Mike Dettelier, our guest now. Time for traffic, 850, 10 till 9, WWL. All right, 856, 4 till 9, Mike Dettelier, our guest. Saints taking on the Atlanta Falcons Sunday in the Dome. Darren Rizzi, the interim head coach. We've been talking so much about the Saints and the internal operations. Mike, Atlanta, they got an interest in this as well, and they don't really care. I mean, they care in terms of preparation, but they don't care about the internal operations of the Saints. They're looking to win a football game. Tell me what they look like on the field this season and coming into the Dome Sunday.
They run the ball well. That's their strength. And last year they were quarterback away from being the best team in the NFC South. They got Kirk Cousins, and Kirk can drill you. Their star back is Bijan Robinson, but the guy that's been a pain in the yuck to beat the Saints every time is Tyler Allgeier. Every time you play him, he comes up with a couple of big plays.
Why is that? Every freaking game. Why is that?
Scott Shanley and I were talking about that last night. He was like, Mike, you're absolutely right. And he said, I can't tell you, but he said, when I was playing, there were certain guys that had really good games against us almost every time you played them. And he said, I don't know if it's style, the matchup, whatever. Another guy to watch for the Saints, and because they're hurting at corner, is Darnell Mooney, the former Tulane Green Wave wide receiver. Mm-hmm. And him and Kirk have really hit it off, and they got a kind of Batman-Robin deal there because they got the big, tall receiver in Drake London. But quietly, Darnell Mooney is having a really good season. I think he might have wanted to play for the Saints, so to speak, because he left Chicago in free agency, and he wanted to play in a dome team in the South. Okay, he's playing more than half his games now in dome stadiums in Atlanta. He plays one in the Superdome when they play him. Darnell Mooney is a guy, I think they're going to try to hit him deep a couple of times because of the Saints' ills at cornerback, and you short-sheeted there. So Mooney and Tyler Allgeier would seem to be the guys. They're not great on defense. They don't have a great pass rush. But, they somehow, some way, they make a play. Their safety tandem is as good as anybody in the National Football League. But, Tommy, you and I have seen it. Every damn time they play the Falcons, something crazy happens in a game. And it happened the last time. The Falcons did not score one offensive touchdown and ended up winning the game. A muff punt and a pick six got them touchdowns. That's rare to see that in a football game, but you would figure it happened between the Saints and the Falcons.
This freaking kicker, Younghoe Koo, he's like the Antichrist. He doesn't miss
against the Saints.
That's what I'm saying. So you see it coming down to a field goal or what, Mike? The Falcons atop the division, but still.
I think it's a field goal game. And it wouldn't be surprising to see Kubac out on the field and him kick one to win it. Because, you know, he don't miss against the Saints. Now, you would figure the week after they played him, he missed two field goals back-to-back. He was dead on against the Saints. Atlanta's the better team. I think the Falcons end up winning this game, but I think it's a very close game between the two.
Well, let me tell you, between changes with the Saints, Algiers, I call him Algiers, you know, you hear his name, Younghoe Koo, I think of the words that a good friend of mine, Mike Dettelier, once told me. You know what he said? He said, Tommy, you know, you can just watch a game. You don't have to bet it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Would you bet this one in any way?
I didn't do that last night.
Oh, you
did? I didn't do that last night. I liked the over, and it's 14-7 at half. I was like, what? And then they ended up being, you know, a 35-34 game.
Have a good weekend, Mike. We'll talk to you.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.